Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity once again to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests and comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. We thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for what he's doing, what he's going to do. And wherever you listen to me, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for this opportunity you've given us to come together in your word. Father, I pray, Lord God, that I deliver this message that will be pleasing in your sight. I pray today, Lord God, that it would touch each heart, each ear that is seeking the truth. I pray that you reveal to them through this broadcast. Father, we pray for your spirit to accompany us on this journey as we take this journey once again into your word. And we will give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Praise be to God. We're going to go, if you have your Bibles, let us go into the book of Romans chapter 8. This is going to be our opening scripture for the message tonight on this hour broadcast. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Glory be to God. I am grateful for this day. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. And I thank God for what he is doing and what he's going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 8, and if you have your Bibles, hey, and if you don't have your Bibles, just listen along with us and ask God about what I'm giving you. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 32, and the word of God says, he that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So the lesson we are on, I'm still on the series, Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. And this part is called Deliverance. This is part 3. And our starting scripture I read where we are told that he has freely give us all things. And we're going to talk about tonight, what is it that the Lord has given us for our deliverance? Whenever sickness or disease have had you bound, had you captivated, what has he freely given us? Now, part 1 and part 2, and I told you that there's when it comes to the things that God has given us for our deliverance, is going to involve a spiritual side and a natural thing side. He deals with both of them, okay? When you look at scripture, he ain't just dealing all scripture, he ain't just dealing all natural. Amen. Now I share some things starting off with you for one thing, faith, okay? For our deliverance, for healing. Then there I share with you was repentance, confession, and renouncing, okay? And those things are in there too, added to that, especially if the sickness have come because of an open door of sin, okay? If the sickness have come because of an open door of sin, first of all, we have to show the faith because faith leads to repentance. Now, if it was just a simple attack of sickness, especially something that Satan is indirectly or directly doing, then therefore we would just speak the word of faith and confess the word of God. However, if the sickness have come through an open door, okay, then we know that we need to repent, acknowledge what we did as a sin, okay, repent of it, amen, and renounce the thing, okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? And as I mentioned to you on one of the parts before, this is something that we as believers, some of us as believers, we fall very short in doing. Because I guess that one of the things you look at, we want to paint the picture to, you know, to everybody that we got it all together, we don't mess up, we don't make no mistakes. But that ain't true. Because the only one who was flawless and whatever he did was Jesus Christ. Amen? Okay. So let's continue on here and look at some other things that God has given us, our Lord Jesus Christ, have given us for our deliverance from sickness and disease. Yes, yes, listener, you don't have to stay sick. You don't have to stay diseased, okay? No, you don't have to. I know that man may tell you, say, hey, there's no cure for this. Give up. You're going to die, or you're going to be like this for the rest of your life. But that ain't what Jesus says. I'm just going to lay it down on the line. Ain't no need of me sugarcoating it and trying to say I'm trying to be careful. No, I'm going to be straight up with you. Because guess what? Man is going to be straight up with you. Amen. That doctor that strongly believes in medical science, you think he's going to change from telling you that whatever you got, there's no cure and you ain't going to make it? No. And if you talk to him about Jesus, he's going to look at you funny or tell you that's your belief or you got false hope. So you might as well stand on the real truth, okay, just like I'm doing, which is Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Now, let's go to Isaiah chapter 58, and I don't remember giving you guys this, and if I did, hey, there's nothing wrong with going through it again. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58. I want to go on here. If I left off with this in part two, hey, well, there's nothing wrong going over it again. If I didn't, then, hey, then this is an addition that I'm giving. Amen. Because we're looking at the things, you know, Jesus had given us things for our deliverance from sickness and disease. He is literally telling you, you don't have to stay sick and you don't have to stay diseased. Amen. And I know here on this earth that you got many people that when, especially when particular sicknesses and diseases hit you, they said, that's it. You're going to have it for the rest of your life. How many of y'all heard that? If I could see your hands, I guarantee you a lot of you could raise your hands that you heard that whenever someone got this or that, you heard other people say, oh, that's it for the rest of their life. They're going to have to deal with it. Well, that ain't what Jesus says. Okay. Amen. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus doesn't agree with that. Okay. I'm just going to lay it down on the line. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah chapter 58, now notice what it says here. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5. Is it such a fast that I've chosen, a day for a man afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Okay. Wilt thou call this a fast and acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou covet him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Now I'm going to stop there. So this next thing we see God has given us is fasting. Now, some of you would say, now, wait a minute. How is fasting going to help us with our deliverance? Well, notice something that he said when you go on this fast. Notice what he said in verse 8. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Okay? Now, the first, one of the things beside health in that verse I want you to look at is when he said, then shall thy light break forth. Now, if you think of light literally, what's some things you think light can do? Well, number one, it can show you things that you wouldn't see in the dark. Amen? It gives you a vision. Okay? Well, something you'll find out when you're dealing with especially certain sicknesses and disease, and you're trying to find out the cause or what's happening or something's going abnormal in your body, when you go on a fast before the Lord have many times given people revelation of what is causing that sickness. Amen. See, some of us don't want to push back the food plate because fasting helps break down the flesh that your spirit may be open to hear from the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? Some of us don't want to push away the plate. Some of us don't even want to go on. There are certain fasts you can go on. Like, for example, if you was watching TV at a certain time every day for a week, well, put that away and spend that time with the Lord. Now, we're not talking about fasting. Once again, I'm not talking about you talking about, well, I'm going on a fast. I ain't going to eat nothing. I ain't going to drink water. But you running out there and you going to ball games and stuff and you say I'm fasting. No. When you're fasting, you're spending that time also ministering to the Lord or spending that time in the study of the word and prayer and all that. You're staying in a consecrated time with God. You understand what I'm saying? See, I've made that mistake many times in the past as a Christian. When I was going on a fast, hey, I would say I'm fasting, but I would run around doing everything else instead of having my mind on the Lord, on the things of the Lord to help break down this flesh. You understand what I'm saying? So fasting is another thing that he's given us because he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So fasting is another thing. Now go understand this. I mentioned prayer when I said this a minute ago. Fasting that goes with prayer along with faith. Okay? So fasting, they go together. Okay? Amen. See, God, through fasting, he can show you revelation on other things. Now, some of you may say, well, is that the only way I could get? No, not necessarily, but it is one of the things that he have given. Okay? There have been believers who have gone on fast, have had abnormalities in their bodies, didn't know what was going on, what was happening. Went on the fast and God gave them a revelation about what it was, either in a dream or a vision, or even through someone else to them. Okay? So let's not forget fasting. Amen. We don't want to forget fasting. Thank you, Jesus. And so you have people, you know, like I said, they don't think, oh, fasting, well, what can fasting do? Fasting helps out a whole bit. Now, I mean, there's some natural benefits of fasting that even I think doctors and stuff may talk about. But I'm talking about here, especially when you need a revelation from God, a certain sickness or disease going on in your body. Okay? Because some of you may have heard this, and I know I heard it early in my childhood at one time, that sometimes there's certain stuff going on in your body that the doctors will tell you, well, we don't know why it's happening to you. Well, see, through fasting and prayer, God can give a revelation, people. He can even give a revelation through fasting and let you know that perhaps there's something like an open door, or maybe it's a generational curse. Amen. So if it's a open door and he showed you through this fast that this sickness and disease that have come upon you, that it was something you did, then he's giving you revelation through that fast. Okay. Now you have to, only thing you have to do what? Repent. Repent. If it's a generational curse, same thing. Confess the iniquities of your forefathers. God can even in through this fast and the dream and vision show you what was done, the act that was committed, or reveal to you the act that was committed. You understand what I'm saying? So fasting is another thing that the Lord has given us for our deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's look at another thing. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. And this is another thing that God has given us. Amen. And like I said, people, as you listening to me, hey, you know, you ain't got to overall, you know, take my word for it. Take what I'm giving you to the Lord. Period. But I'm telling you, the time we living in now, it's going to tighten up. And you need to know this. Because things ain't going to come easy to you like it was before. Now, I know some of y'all, well, you speaking evil. I'm not speaking evil. I'm letting you know the truth. Okay? I'm telling you, I pray that you will heed this and at least take it to Jesus. Because, people, it's going to tighten up now. The availability of getting medicines that we've been depending on, it's going to be cut. Okay? They finna hit you more in the pocket. Okay? Now, Mark chapter 16, verse 17. And it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall, now look at this, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Do you see that? So another thing he gave us is laying on the hands. But guess this, guess what? It's not just any kind of laying on hand, not just people just throwing a hand on stuff like that, but by faith. Now, I want to say something to this right here. It amazes me how some of us as believers, let me be straight up and honest with you. In Christianity, see, I see why the Lord has to restore all things, why he has to restore the body. Because we are so divided and broken up in fragments, it's pitiful. Now, there are some believers, this verse I read right here, glory to God, or these verses, think that this was only confined to a small group of people that Jesus was talking here. Now, come on. First of all, to let you know he wasn't just talking to a small group of people here, the apostles or whatever, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Well, you telling me that disciples or apostles are the only ones that can believe? No. Are you telling me that males are the only one that can believe? No. Females can too. But we come up with so much stuff, and then we say, well, we only need to read the epistles. Yes, we do. But guess what? Jesus spoke a lot of his doctrine, his teaching, right up here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And there's a lot of his doctrine and teaching in the book of Acts. Some say, well, the book of Acts is just a narrative book. Come on, people. It contains the word of God. But we so want to divide. See, that's why we so divided and separated. My God. Even sinners that get confused, they get around among them. Oh, my goodness. Well, who is right? Who is wrong? It's ridiculous. It is. So he has given us the laying on of hands for our deliverance. You can lay hands on yourself. You can lay hands on a family member that's sick. Amen. Now, remember, this is given to believers. That's why he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, just like here in the verse, he said, and they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, some people do try to cast these verses away and say, it was confined to a certain people and blah, blah, blah. They said, well, there was a lot of people that pick up serpents and deadly things that they got killed. This is not talking about you tempting God. Come on. Let's think for a minute now, people. This talking about unaware of something like that. It's not talking about you just going to run up to something that can kill you and just start drinking it, or you come across a deadly serpent or snake and you're going to get up there and just put your finger all in his mouth and have it to bite you. No, it ain't. That's tempting the Lord. Come on. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, by you being a believer, he said, these signs shall follow. Okay? These signs will follow a believer. The believer in faith is like a magnet. It attracting this. Okay? And whether you are a male or female, guess what? You ready for this? You can be a believer. If you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and show faith, you can be a believer. So you can lay hands on the sick. You can lay hands on yourself. Because why? You've been given authority by Jesus Christ. That's why he said, in my name. That means that's in his authority. Okay? You can lay hands on the sick. You know, some things, some of us as Christians, we just act like it's mind-boggling. Like, when he say stuff like that, like we just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like we just don't know how to handle it, like it's something on a Twilight Zone or something. Come on. Come on, people. We gotta understand, we're talking about Jesus Christ our Lord. It ain't nothing about him fake. His authority, his power is real. And when he let you know he transferred over to you, that's what he did. Okay? So we got to quit letting the devil do all this talking to us and make this stuff, make us think this stuff is like outer space stuff, Martians and stuff like that. No, this thing is for real. Our Lord Jesus Christ is letting you know you ain't got to stay sick, okay? You ain't got to stay diseased. You ain't got to stay hurting for the rest of your life. I know what men have told you. I know what many doctors have said to you. I know they told you that there's no cure. I know they told you that, hey, when you take this medicine, you're on for the rest of your life. Guess what, people? They told me that, too. They told me that, too. But, you know, I had to make a decision whether I'm going to hear Jesus or hear them. See, that's what it comes down to, people. And it's sad to say that some of us as Christians, we'd rather hear man. Now, when your doctor tells you, hey, you got this sickness or disease that there is no cure for it, I'm going to tell you what you say to your doctor. Say, doctor, I appreciate your diagnosis, but I'm going to a greater power. You won't even say that, okay, because the power is your doctor. Now, I know some of you get offended by what I'm saying to you now, but this is something I got to come straight with you at because this is what's happening, okay? Some of you as Christians, even what I'm talking about now, you might be ready to click me off, call me crazy, or say I'm wrong. But it's amazing that you're some of the same ones throwing up and saying, well, God has given us doctors. I said, but he didn't give you doctors to be him. And then you got some people, God gave you five senses. I said, yeah, one of them is to think, and you ain't doing it. You're not thinking. Amen? You're not thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I guarantee you, many of you, if you was hurting and went to a certain doctor, and they was giving you medicine, and you kept hurting, and it seemed like it wouldn't stop, I guarantee you'd be one of the first ones talking about, I need to find another doctor. I'm just going to be straight up with you on this, people. Ain't no need to sugarcoating and playing no game. This thing is serious, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. It is straight up serious. No game playing about it. Hallelujah. Let's go to Luke chapter 10. Let's look at another thing that the Lord has given us, okay? Luke chapter 10. Amen. See, the devil wants all that is dealing with sickness and disease that's struggling. He wants you to think that there is no hope. You got to be like this for the rest of your life. I mean, when like I said, when I was at 14 years of age, yeah, the doctor told me, say, hey, we don't know what's making your blood pressure go up. We don't know what the cause. And they told me, said, well, you're going to be taking this for the rest of your life. Yeah, straight out. I mean, when this doctor that talked to me, he wasn't being cocky. He was just being honest because he was going by what? Medical science. Said nothing about Jesus Christ, his Lord, and Jesus, none of that. Didn't say it at all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Now look at this verse. Jesus says here, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Did you see that? Hallelujah. I said, did you see that? Now keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, what Jesus said. And I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Now look what the word of God says. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. So authority was given by Jesus over Satan and over sickness and diseases, that you as a believer can exercise your authority. Now, and not just confined to the 12 disciples, not just to the ministry. You know, if God just confined that authority to the ministry, and here you are at home in pain, the devil's popping you left and right, okay, you need a healing and deliverance, you need to cast that joker out. Well, if the authority is just to your pastor or those in the ministry or just the apostles, then you in trouble. You in trouble. That means you got to try to get to your pastor house or to an apostle house who could be living in the next town 30 minutes away, and you can't drive there because you hurt so bad, okay? Amen. See, and some of us as Christians, I mean, it's sad, but we missed it. Sometimes we're putting too much in the lap of the ministry, and sometimes we're not looking at enough concerning them, okay? Concerning the ministry. But Jesus knew that even though he defeated Satan, whooped him, okay, he knew that long as we was here on this earth until he returned, he knew the devil wasn't going to lay down. So he had to give us something. Okay? Amen. Now, like I said, Satan is the author of sickness and disease. There are some sicknesses and disease, though, that come from stuff we eating, okay, where you don't need a demon cast out. And that's where this also fasting come in, I tell you about, because sometimes through the fasting, God may show you that it's a certain food you're eating that got some in it, okay? So some sickness and diseases does come from, like, stuff we eat and stuff like that. But in general, sickness and disease, Satan is the author, okay? And he can cast a sickness on you directly or indirectly, okay? Then you go to Job chapter 1, you see that. And some sicknesses come, you know, from us lack of wisdom. Like, for example, I tell you, like, if you took a bath and then it's cold outside, especially wintertime, and you ain't wait to get dried up, and you just run on outside with your pores open, where you going to catch a cold? You're going to catch a cold. But I'm here to tell you that Satan wants you in that condition, not the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, I come with this overall series because during this time of the coronavirus, especially last year, just so many things that the Lord was letting me see, and so much of his word he was giving, even through the mouth of others. And I begin to see the condition, especially here in America, the condition of America. But what makes your heart more sad is seeing the condition of the Lord's own people. And how that some of them have jumped into the looking at man thing. See, as I told you, you guys have been listening on many broadcasts before, on the broadcast for even last year, and my brother Lee even said it, that one of the people that got exposed in during this time of the virus was the church. Because instead of us using this time to let the power of God flow through us and show people the power of the Almighty, we was in the boat with them hollering. So not only was they hollering, but they looking over at us as us Christians, and we were hollering too. And through our unbelief, we blocked the flow of the power of God to be shown unto the people, especially in this nation. But the other thing I've seen is how this thing is also like on the setting up for the mark of the beast. Now, some people say, well, this vaccine is the mark of the beast. Well, I'm not saying this vaccine is the mark of the beast. I'm telling you that these things are happening is setting up for it. And it's sad to say that when the mark do be imposed, which is going to be, because the Bible tells us this, some of God's own people are going to take the mark. Now, just take a pause for a minute and let that sink in. It's going to happen. Some of God's own people, some of the people that are professing to be Christians, professing to be saved, are going to take the mark. Because when it comes to the real testing, they're not going to want to endure it. They're not going to want to go through it. I guarantee you that some, since this coronavirus built up from last year, professing to be Christians, hadn't even tried to walk by faith concerning this thing. Amen. Now, some of you hear me say this, and you think I may be saying the coronavirus ain't real. No, Brother Nate is not telling you that. It is real as real can get, okay? The corona, the Delta virus, the lamb dude, the other one, and the moo, they all are for real. It's as real as you can get. No, I'm not calling it a hoax. I ain't doing like our former president was saying at one time. I'm not doing all that, okay? It is for real. But yet still, my question is it something too strong for Jesus to have? I ask this question again. Is it something too strong for Jesus to have? Well, many of us have, by our actions, we saying it is, because we are comfortable with something made up that I got to admit that the government said at the beginning would not prevent you from getting the virus. Now, once again, if you decide to take the vaccine, that's you. I'm just laying down this fact right here to show you how the people have gone. We're willing to take something that only treats something over complete healing. And some people said something's wrong with me. Okay? I'm just going to be straight up and honest with you. The government told people that the vaccine would not prevent you from getting the virus. Here's where the people messed up. And I said it on the broadcast yesterday, and I say it again. Yeah, the government were doing been doing their little stuff, and they're lying and twisting and all this stuff. Yeah, they've been doing that. But here's what I look at with the people. The people have started treating the vaccine as if it is God, as if it is their deliverer. And they have been looking, but this has been happening a little while, with help from the government and the media, They have started looking at people who are not vaccinated like they are diseased. And they are looking at people that's not vaccinated like they're the only ones that can contract it and not them. When the government already let you know that just because you take the vaccine doesn't prevent you from catching it. I don't know about all of you, but when it comes to sickness and disease, I want a healing. I don't want no treatment. Now, some of y'all can write books and things that say living with diabetes, living with high blood pressure, living. I don't want to be living with it. I don't. I mean, why live with an enemy? It's not like high blood pressure going to take pity on you or diabetes or any sickness or disease. It's not like it's going to take pity on you. Like y'all going to be good friends and you tell them, hey, listen, I need a vacation this week. Won't you hold off from giving me trouble? Okay. It ain't doing that. It's not going to. Now, for those of you who are settled with treatments, that's your choice. But if you're going to be settled with treatment, quit saying that Jesus can do anything, okay? Just stop it. Because if you're going to say something, say Jesus can do anything but. Just say that. Amen. Because many of you, and this is some people that, there are people that claim, quote, they go to church. Which shows you that just because you go to church don't mean you say. There are some people who are more comfortable with a treatment than they are a healing. And when you talk about healing, their eyes buck. Now, these are the same people that got King James Version Bibles in their church buildings. Okay? When you tell them that Jesus can heal, it's just like you told them that they can step outside and float to Mars. Okay? They look at you like you are totally crazy. Now, these are the same, oh, I believe in God people. Okay? Same ones who sits up there and look at you like you cast with a friendly ghost. Well, I'm going to tell you, some of you Christians, you better hear this. You better get prepared for it. Because some of your own family members, if you ain't ready for it, you're going to cave in. Some of your own family members, when you tell them that Jesus is a healer, they're going to look at you like you're cast with a friendly ghost. They're going to look at you like you just stone crazy. Okay? Yeah. Well, I'm just going to lay it down on the line for you. Amen? That's how they're going to look at you. I have been seeing, you know, seeing these things since the virus. I've been seeing these things also 2020 and this year, 2021, even things personally that have been going on in my life. I you know, God has let me see some things, and he has let me see how that things are tightening up. They're tightening up. Do you see how literally they are now at the point of trying to force people to take the vaccine? Now, some of you may disagree with what I say. Well, now he's trying to do it by help. Now, you're trying to force. Because now you're talking about making you pay their own medical bills. And those places that got 100 employers or employees or more mandate vaccinations and have weekly testing. You trying to make them. And everyone report that you guys are giving on the news. Yes, I'm speaking to those of you that's listening, Karen New, you guys are giving it on the news. You giving on the news people that have been unvaccinated and they're dying, and then you giving the message where they said, oh, I should have took the vaccine. Now you getting that, you giving these news flashes and stuff about people that's unvaccinated catching the virus. But guess what? You ain't reporting where they got infected through someone that had the vaccine. Because remember, the vaccine don't prevent you from getting the corona, neither does it stop you from spreading it. Okay? So you ain't thinking about that some of the people that was got the corona unvaccinated could have got it from somebody that was vaccinated and have it. Oh, I know it's going to get quiet on that one. I know it is. We're too busy. Pharmaceutical companies, we're trying to make money. And now you look on the news, who is that? Pfizer, whatever, find out that their vaccine was contaminated. You know, people now have started to fear men. They have fear men now more than they do God. If the government told them we have no vaccine or none of anything, people will be panicking, throwing stuff through. Y'all know how people do. Looting and everything. But since the government said, hey, we got a vaccine to take care of, now it's like all their trust, all their confidence is in man. And you know what God said in the word? He said, trust not the arm of flesh. That's when you totally put your trust in him. And that's what many have done, including some that profess to be Christians. They're total trust in that. Whatever government say, do it. Because the government right on everything. That's the attitude. That's the spirit of many of those professing Christians are at right now. And I can see by what Revelation 13 talk about the mark of the beast, I can see where some of God's own people going to take that mark. Amen. Because one popular saying I'm hearing, another rather, God knows my heart. You know, I would hear people in the past say that when they was excusing to do right, you know, making an excuse for not doing right, especially when they, you know, they supposed to be paying tithes and they didn't pay tithes. You ask them, say, how you been paying tithes? The Lord said, you know, that's the tenth given to him. And they said, well, now I be having these bills, but God knows my heart. I say, he sure do. And he know in your heart you don't want to give the tithe. And you will come up with excuses. That's what you would do. We as believers, we better get prepared. And like I said, the Lord, I mean personally, God is dealing with me with things even through this series I've been doing here. He has been dealing with me about some things in my life personally, okay? I mean, I'm giving you this word, but it ain't just for you, but he's dealing with me in my life personally, and I'm seeing the condition. You know, they talking about how that, you know, some people unvaccinated catching the virus, and they had to be turned away, you know, because the hospital is so full, and now they died, okay? Now they died. And even when people was going into the hospital who was not only unvaccinated but vaccinated, see, that wasn't being reported. That wasn't being reported. I see the Lord doing a mighty work of healing through people, and he's going to cause the eyes of those in unbelief just to be amazed. Because right now they think that those who really, and I'm talking about not just talking, who really believe in Jesus Christ, they think that they're crazy. During this time of the corona, it is thought of to be crazy to talk about you're going to believe Jesus for your healing. Yeah, I mean, it's thought of that you are stone crazy, okay? But I thank the Lord that he is going to prove through those who believe in him and show his power. And those who don't, they're going to be so confounded, they ain't going to be able to know what to say. Jesus is going to catch them in their own, in their words so bad, they ain't going to know what to say. And look at this, look how many shots you looking at going into now, okay? When they give him the vaccine, they said like it's good for like, strength enough for 6 months. That's that. You know, you know what you're looking for? Looking up before I have to take another shot. Now, if this thing's supposed to be so great of a vaccine, why you got to keep taking shots? See, one thing about Jesus, when Jesus heal you, boom, bam, boom, boom. That's it. Boom. Once it is, that here. Anytime, but you got to keep getting this and doing this every 6 months. Wait a minute. No. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, some sicknesses and disease, if a demon is directly there, you have to exercise your authority, cast them out. Because you'll find out that in areas, in some cases where there are sickness and disease, there is an actual demon there, you know, doing the afflicting. And the only way that you're going to be healed is that demon has to be cast out. Do you hear me? And see, sometimes, and ministering sometimes, you don't have to cast a demon out, but you can bind his power. He can be indirectly afflicting a person, okay? But see, Jesus gave us authority over the devil, and that's who no doubt, especially will be bringing sickness and disease, is him. He'll bring it on, and he gave us authority over him. But once again, we have treated like it just in the Bible. Oh, that was back in those days. Right now, it ain't working today. You know, sometimes people who go to church be talking so bad like that. I just want to look at it and ask that, why do you go to church? I mean, where you go there? You just a body to fill a pew? Or why are you there? I mean, what for? Lord help. And this nation got rocked. When that coronavirus hit, it rocked this nation. And you know what? When it was, people were dying, a lot of them were dying over there in China, and it was being reported on the news. We, over here in America, we just, oh, that's bad. But we really didn't concentrate too much on it. Then when it hit over here, especially in Washington, what were there, 7 or 9 people died. All of a sudden, we had an eyebrow start raising up, like, okay, it's over here, you know, this thing had traveled over here. Then, what was that, New York or whatever, all them folks were getting infected. Now, ain't no one eyebrow up now, both eyes buck, because now we looking like, oh, and it was coming and hitting people at an alarming rate. And the people and the government didn't know what to do, because it's like, whoever, whatever, you coming in contact or whatever, anything, you couldn't, and think about it, even to this day, you still can't pinpoint a particular thing where you can catch the corona from. Did you ever notice that? Yeah, people spraying down and wiping down everything, just about everything. You, some of you on your jobs, they got you wiping down your laptops and your computers umpteen times in a day. You wearing gloves, plastic gloves and all that, okay? Now, if you go up to them and ask them and say, hey, is this where you directly going to catch the coronavirus at? They're going to tell you they don't know, and they don't. They said, but this is just being for precaution, being safe, you know, because you don't know where you're catching it, okay, being affected from. And they don't know. And still to this day, they don't know that. And through this corona, once again, man created it, Satan influenced it, and God permitted it. Through this corona, a spirit of fear has gripped the nation of America. And you got people, they're scared to go anywhere now, scared to go anywhere and scared to touch anything. And I'm here to tell you this. Even if you got a regular cough, watch how the people look at you. If you're in a store and you cough, man, they looking at you. And you know what's the thing on their mind. The thing on their mind is, uh-oh, they must got the virus. Because we done kicked out other sicknesses and diseases now. This corona has such an impact on this nation that other sicknesses ain't even talked about no more too much. It's like if you say you're dizzy, if you say you got a cough or feeling nauseated, they automatically tell you, go take a testing, go get tested. Well, before the corona hit, you could have these symptoms, and people might say, well, you might need to go to the doctor, and they don't think nothing else of it. But now you say that, they're looking at you with a vengeance and say, man, you need to go get tested. Amen. And I can see excerpts from this where it would tie into how the coming forth of dealing with the mark of the beast. I can see it, okay? Because there are going to be some during that time. Once again, when that mark is being imposed, and remember the Bible said you're not going to be able to buy or sell anything without it. That when the people see, many of them see that, hey, I can't buy this for what me and my family need. I can't sell this to get what me and my family need. Man, they're going to get nervous. They're going to get scared. And they're going to take the mark. Lord, my prayer, personal prayer, Lord, help me to get prepared. Because, see, we need to be preparing for ourselves food and so forth, okay? Not food that could spoil, food that got good shelf life. You know, I thank God for brothers like Brother Jim Baker who had these what they call emergency buckets, okay, that you can buy. And I'm hoping that he still have it that you can buy because it's very important, okay? Very important. Now, some of you, before I close, not trying to be funny, but I'm being real with you. You thought you were going to be gone for this stuff here because you've been preaching and teaching and believing rapture any day now. Because that's what those that believe, speaking strongly about this pre-trib rapture, they keep saying, any day I can be gone. Well, see, you were looking to be gone when stuff like this happened. And you're not gone anywhere. And I pray that the Lord through this will open your eyes to that. Because you ain't gone anywhere, okay? You might like to be gone, but you ain't gone anywhere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Father, we ask that you will bless. I ask that you will bless all that was listening. And that you would strengthen them and keep them in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. So, Lord God, I glorify you and magnify your name because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.